I began stretching on the floor while all of the other girls did their makeup and hair over and over again. I had just come from a class down the street at Danny's Studios and didn't even think to bring those things because I was in so much of a hurry. Everyone there looked like they came straight out of a music video, and I was still in a baggy black shirt in a mess after 4 hours of ballet and conditioning. But I did make some friends while I was waiting. They all seemed to be super impressed that I was in New York City on scholarship, but I was just terrified after hearing what was on their resumes. We were the second of three holding rooms to go into the audition. Each room had about 150 dancers in it, and I was number 218. As soon as one of the attendants said the word, the entirety of the room rushed frantically to the door. I finally understood the meaning of the cattle call. I was totally flustered by the tiny size and extreme heat. All 150 of us just voluntarily smashed ourselves into a sweat box not much bigger than this classroom. I tried as hard as I could to find a good spot in the studio, but all of the other dancers shoved me to the back of the crowd. The choreographer came in and started teaching the audition combo before I even knew what was happening. I couldn't see a single step of the choreography through the dense lines of people. I immediately began to panic. I looked around the room frantically for any small open spot that I could squeeze myself into. I finally decided I was just going to push my way through. I can't just give up back here, I remember thinking to myself as I weaved through the much older dancers. I made it to the third row and saw that the choreographer's assistant was one of my old partners, Kai, who hadn't been in my presence since he made his big move to NYC. From then on, he made sure to stand in a spot where I could always see him, and I finally started to look like I knew what I was doing. It really is true what they say. It's not what you do, but who you know.